director of the Career Development Center here at Newhouse. Kelly's going to provide us with some insight on the best practices while in school and help clear up some common misconceptions surrounding the big, bad job hunt. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
To start off, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your background in the field of education or development, and maybe give the listeners some context of your professional and educational expertise?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually am a Newhouse grad myself. I graduated in 2003 from the PR program. Don't do the math because I'm getting old. And I really liked a lot of the skills that I built here, you know, writing. And then I learned through, you know, working out in the communications industry that I really like being a resource person, too. So finding a way to combine those just kind of serendipitously, I ended up networking with some folks who are here at Newhouse. There was an opportunity for me to come back and to work with students, and it's really just been a great mix for me. So I was out working in the industry for a number of years. I lived in Boston. I did a lot of project management, public relations work, some editorial work before I came back here.
So what do you find you most enjoy about working in the CDC? We're going to say that a lot, Career Development Center, CDC. Do any particular moments really stand out to you?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, on a very selfish level, you get fulfillment from seeing people succeed, right? We get to know our students really well. Our grad students are only here usually for a year, but we, you know, it's like really intense time. They're here for their boot camp in the beginning, and they're just like all hands on deck. And then they have that really, you know, one compact year where they're trying to get a lot done. So we really get to know them over that time. So when they let us know, hey, I got this great job, or I got my foot in the door through this great internship, that sense of fulfillment is just amazing. So selfishly, I think that's one of the best things. But, you know, really just connecting people to where they want to go. And sometimes before that, it's seeing that light go on of, I like doing this, I'm good at that, how do I put them together? And then finding the path that gets them to where they want to go.
I remember on one of the first days of boot camp, you came in and spoke to us about resumes.
Yep.
And I think that's a bit of a wake-up call for a lot of the students who typically have some professional experience after their undergraduate years. And then they come back and it's, yeah, part of our graphic design coursework, but also that all of you will have today. But beyond that, what do you see when a student comes to you and says, this is my resume, and then this is my new one that I had to make?
Right.
And what are the, I guess, common threads you find between the differences between that first version and the finalized version, and then the versions that you work on them with after that even?
Yeah, I think one thing that comes up a lot is that we might have students who may have had an interest in communications in their undergrad, and they may or may not have majored in something that was related to it, but a lot of times their resume isn't reflective of what the industry wants. So even the ordering of sections, the way they're presenting that information, seems like a simple thing, but our industry is a little bit particular about the ordering of that type of information. So there's a lot of explanation required on our part, you know, when we're talking to students about resumes, about why, you know, we recommend certain things. And when it comes down to it, our best practices are always coming from employers in the field. You know, we have a lot of really great employer partners. And then, of course, our alumni. We have such a loyal alumni population, and they're always really interested in giving back in any way. And that type of advice is one way that they do that.
So we just touched on this a smidge, but what sort of resources does the CDC provide students, both in the broader sense, but also related to the compact year that graduate students often have?
Sure. So we do a lot. So anything that's related to careers, that's our wheelhouse. We'll meet with students one-on-one to do advising appointments. We also have career skills seminars, talking about those materials you need to apply to things like resumes, cover letters, even portfolios, websites. We have another seminar on interview prep, finding an internship, letting them know what's available to them resource-wise in this building at Newhouse, but also across campus and online. We also do big events. We have a big career fair every fall and every spring. The fall career fair is usually geared toward internships, but we certainly get big companies that want to recruit here, you know, early in the year. And so that's a great opportunity for grad students who might want to add some experience to their resume. You know, they can really build some connections. When it comes down to it, hands-on experience is the single most important factor in hiring. So people who come in without any type of relevant experience need to be mindful of that. So that's a great jumping off point for that. Our spring fair is really geared more toward entry-level work. Most of our grad students come in and they'll be entry-level candidates. We do have some people who have some experience before they come in, and we work with them, you know, individually to help them, you know, make those connections that they need to make. But spring fair is always in mid-April because our hiring timeline is a little bit later. We have a career fair, we have on-campus interview days. And then between those two career fairs, we do a lot of employer info sessions. We have alumni coming back to talk. We also do a winter break shadowing program where we have alumni across the country who are interested in either hosting somebody at their workplace or having them help out with a project. It's just 1 week in January, and it's up to the alum what they can do. But we facilitate that program and make sure that we have students to go to those places. So if you're from, you know, I think last year we had someone from Knoxville, Tennessee, an alum who works in broadcast. And she was like, I want to host somebody. And I had a student to give to her who was going to be in Knoxville, you know, over that winter break. So a lot of opportunity coming from alumni, but also, you know, from our office in terms of career skills building.
So what would you say are some of the most common misconceptions that or mistakes that students make, and what can they do maybe before coming to you to alleviate these very common surface level issues?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that's really easy to do is to not start early enough. And so that's a good question for this. A lot of times people will put things off when it comes to, okay, well, I'm going to be graduating. It's true, you have to get through your program first, but we do recommend that students start early. So, you know, somebody who might be a prospective student here, I would be thinking about, okay, well, you know, how can I make time for things I need to make time for? How am I going to manage my time to make sure that I have my resume where it needs to be? Before starting your program, you can spend some time really improving your LinkedIn profile. That's another thing that's going to be helpful to you. And anyone who struggles with that, once they get into the program, we're here to help with that. But those, I think starting early is really the main thing, because you have a year is a short amount of time in the grand scheme of things, but a year still affords you a lot of opportunity, right? So you still have the opportunity to plan. And if you can just chip away at these job hunting things that we recommend to students, it doesn't feel so painful, but you're also in a really good place come graduation, because those little things do add up over time.
Get that LinkedIn in order.
That's right.
That's what I heard in undergrad, and I
did you listen?
I did, actually.
Okay.
You know how LinkedIn has, like, on the side, like, this is how good you're doing?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got, like, the superb one.
There's a lot of pressure with that meter.
It is, because they're like, well, you haven't added your, you know, address. Or I'm not going to.
Right. Calm down, LinkedIn. Yeah. Yep.
You've mentioned the alumni network a bit, but
yes.
they go by another name, the Newhouse, and I'm using air quotes here, Mafia.
I don't use that term.
No?
No.
All right. I know that as a public diplomacy student, and that's a different podcast for a different time, they also have the Maxwell Mafia.
So yes. Mafia's everywhere. Mafia's abound.
So you mentioned a few ways in which they reach back out and that you have a network of them. But could you give us, maybe beyond that Knoxville example, some examples of how they work with you to help students find jobs and internships and things of that nature after they graduate?
Yeah. So one of the most concrete things I can tell you about is our database. So another way to say Newhouse Mafia is Newhouse Network. Mm-hmm. So the Newhouse Network is actually what we call our alumni database, and it's a volunteer database. And I know that in some respects, you know, having a database of every single alumnus who's ever graduated would be an amazing thing. But I actually think this is better, because it's a volunteer database, and everyone who's in there has already said, yes, I'm willing to help. And we have almost 7,000 people in there right now. So 7,000 people working across the country in really every nook and cranny of the industry. And we give students access to that database. And for grad students, we kind of use it as the carrot that we dangle to get them to do what they need to be doing, especially if they're having a hard time, you know, doing stuff early. And we have two job hunt sessions that help prep them for their job search. Our industry timeline is a lot different than other industries. Companies tend to not hire until they need somebody. So that's stressful, right? Because it's not really until the end of your program that you'd be a viable candidate and available for those. So we talk about all the things you can be doing in the meantime. And when students, we take attendance, you know, and we know when they've gone, and then we give access to those students. They have a login, they can go in there and customize their profile, and then the July after they graduate, they're rolled over as alumni themselves. It is volunteer, so they can opt out at any time, but just the fact that we have almost 7,000 people who have said, I'm willing to help, and they're in there, and you can just reach right out to them. You know, it's contact information, it's advice, it's all sorts of stuff, and that they're so readily available, you know, to talk to people, I think that's an amazing resource. So that's probably one of the more concrete ways. But a lot of times we have alumni who are saying, hey, I'm coming back for homecoming, or I'm visiting a friend in the Syracuse area. Do students want to talk to me? Like, I'd be happy to talk to anybody who's interested in what I do. And so we'll do meet and greets. We'll have, you know, small groups of students come and talk to alumni, or maybe an alum will be interested in doing like a resume review session, give some feedback. So we're basically willing to do whatever alumni are willing to do, and they're willing to do a lot. So it comes in many forms.
That's great. Now, so do you have any, like, just casual name drops or anything?
Yeah. I don't want to do that. No. But we have so many. Yeah.
If you're thinking of a famous person in your field, they're on
that. They went to Newhouse.
They're for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
What else do you want prospective students to know about both Newhouse in general,
mm-hmm.
but also the CDC specifically. What are things that you wish you had a greater opportunity to let folks know ahead of time?
It's a great question. I think one thing that I wish students would prioritize a little bit more is every Wednesday I send out CDC grad news, and that has all the goings on that are related to career stuff every week. And I know, I mean, everyone gets a million emails, but that's a really compact digest of what's going on. And I think sometimes it's easy to miss that just because you do get a lot of emails. And, you know, this campus draws more than 800 speakers in an academic year. And Newhouse does its part. So there's a lot going on. And we want to make sure that students know about everything that they could be going to. So that's one thing. And really, it just goes back to that starting early. I wish that more students, and they're very proactive. Don't get me wrong. Newhouse students are very focused, very, very proactive. And that's a great thing. But I think just being mindful of that. And I think it's tempting sometimes with job search stuff to say, okay, well, I'll get to that at Thanksgiving or, oh, winter break. Oh, spring break's coming. And then before you know, it's, you know, we're walking at graduation. So just really being mindful of time management was a big thing. But in terms of our office, I mean, I'm as threatening as it gets, so hopefully not very. We're excited to see people when they come in. We want to help you. I told you selfishly, we like to get that, you know, excitement that you guys are feeling when you are making those connections. So we do want to help you, and we're certainly not above bribery. So
you do have a gumball machine.
We've got a gumball machine, but we also have a Keurig. And we have a lot of, like, giveaway stuff. Companies will give us promo stuff that we have in the office. So right now I think we've got apple-shaped stress balls and some of those pockets that you stick on the back of your phone. Okay. Come on by.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're just here to help. And it's up to students to make the commitment to do it, you know, and prioritize and make sure they're putting the time into it.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for joining us on the Newhouse Insider and sharing your experience and advice with us today.
My pleasure.
If you are a prospective student or current student and want to learn more about the incredible resources available at the CDC, visit newhouse.syr.edu/career-development. And for any other information on our graduate programs at Newhouse in general, feel free to visit us at www.newhouseinsider.syr.edu. Thank you for listening.